Shabu Atov Mborach Rabotai. We are Be'azat Hashem continuing with another season of studying the Tehillim of David HaMelech Alav HaShalom on Motzei Shabbat Kodesh. Tonight we are studying Tehillim Mem Vav, chapter 46. If you have the Sefarim in front of you, it could be advantageous for you to follow along. This mizmor over here begins Lamnaseach Levne Korach. As we've learned earlier, many of the chapters of the Tehillim were authored by the children of Korach. Asir, Elkana, Avi Asaf. He had three sons. This mizmor over here is called the mizmor of Alamot. Lamnaseach Levne Korach al Alamot Shir. They sang a song on the Inyan of Alamot. The simple interpretation is brought down by Rashi and the Radak that a Alamot is a musical instrument. Every chapter in the Tehillim, another instrument. Oh, Baruch Hashem. It's called David HaMelech. Every instrument has a different behina, has a different purpose. And every Tehillim also has a different behina, has a different function. So the instruments that they use in that chapter are specific. It's not that just that there was an alamot on the floor, they said, okay, pick up the alamot, we'll play it. No, they chose that one specifically for this mizmor. I cannot explain to you why they used this instrument for this mizmor, but there was kavanot ne'alamot, we may say, deep hidden secrets for all these unyanim. But there's another reason why the mizmor is called alamot, besides the musical instrument that was used. Bnei Korach saw their father disappear. In Hebrew, to disappear is ne'alam. He disappeared when he waged that mutiny against Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was a cataclysmic. The ground opened up and swallowed Korach b'chor adato. And Bnei Korach were with him. And they also got swallowed underneath the ground. And they thought that it's over. And at the last moment it says, Bnei Korach lo metu. The children of Korach did not die. The last moment they made Teshuvah. And as a result, Borei Olam brought a ledge that came out of the ground and they skipped on top of the ledge and they jumped out. And at that moment they saw a principle that we've said, Uchu'at Hashem keheref ayin, that the salvation of Borei Olam happens in an eyelash. As quick as it takes to blink your eyes, that's how fast the Teshuvah can come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were in the ground. They looked for their father, Alamot. Ne'alam, he's gone. And all of a sudden, from the depths of Ma'amakim, Borei Olam made a nes. So from here we learn that no matter how dire the situation is, no matter how bleak, no matter how dark, Borei Olam always has a way to save a person. And ki'en mahsor, there's no deficiency by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hoshia, when he wants to bring a redemption. And therefore, lamnaseach levnei Korach al alamot, when it came to that situation of alamot, when they saw their father disappear and they got saved, shir, they said, we have to sing a song. But their song is also for the future. Specifically, in the times of Sanhedrin, where Sanhedrin went and conquered the whole entire world, where Klal Yisrael was in danger, and also the Kavanah was for the ultimate war of Gog and Magog, which is going to be in the future, in the times of Mashiach. In that time, it's going to look very bleak for the Jewish people. All the nations of the world are going to come against us, and Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And it's going to look as if there's no salvation. But what? Just like we thought that Bnei Korach would not be redeemed, and they were, so too in the future, they're going to be saved as well. Good, that's the foundation of the Mizmor. Pasuk Bet. Elohim lanu mahase va'oz ezra betzarot nimsa me'od. Elohim lanu mahase va'oz ezra. There's three words there. Mahase is a refuge. Va'oz is strength. Ezra is help. God is our refuge, God is our strength, God is our help. Bekabana, there's three words over here because there was three sons of Korah. So each one of the sons of Korah said how God is protecting them. One said, God is to us, Mahaseh. The other one said, he's Va'oz. The other one said, Ezra. Mahaseh means that Hashem doesn't only defend us, but during the time of battle, he gives us strength. Refuge means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us from our enemies. So, refuge and strength. Mahaseh, that's refuge, meaning from our enemies. And Oz is not only does he give us refuge, but at the time of the war, he gives us extra strength. We see it. Look at how many wars Chayasiel has fought, where we were the underdog, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahaseh Va'oz. Ezra, which means help. Bitzarot. Now the word Bitzarot, Radak understands, is talking about Hevle Mashiach. That's the Tzarot that's going to be in the future. And then nobody has to get nervous. There's going to be Ezra, there's going to be Ma'oz, there's going to be Mahaseh. When? Bitzarot. In the Tzarot of your future, in the times of Hevle Mashiach. But I saw a beautiful explanation. Ezra Bitzarot. Based on a mashal that the Magid Medovna says. Mazi Ezra Bitzarot. Seemingly, it doesn't go together. How could Sarot be Ezra? God helps us Bitzarot. We don't want such help, Bitzarot. So they explain like this. There was a king. He vowed to punish his son. How's he going to punish his son? He's going to take a big boulder and throw it on his son. He made a neder, Shavua Hamura. After the next day, he felt bad. Hara devarim ha'ele kishoch hamat ha'medech ha'chashberosh. But he made a neder. So what is he going to do? He knows if he throws this boulder on his son, he's going to kill him. He doesn't want to kill his son now. He has harata. So one of his advisors tells him, I have a way. We'll get a hammer, we'll break the boulder into a million pieces, the little stones, and every day you'll take a little stone, you'll throw it on him. In 50 years, you'll finish, the whole stone will be thrown on him. You didn't say you'd throw it on him at one time. You said you're going to throw the bolt on him. You threw the bolt on him. But at least this way over here, you could fulfill your nidir without killing the child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. Bar Minan, if there's a gezerah on Klal Yisrael, he doesn't give it to us in one shot. Because if the gezerah would come on Klal Yisrael in one shot, Chas v'Shalom, there would not be Sarid u'Panit. And therefore he takes the tzara and he breaks it down into tzarot. And therefore the Pasuk says, Ezra, you know what the Ezra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? The tzarot. Tzarot is better. One tzara is too overwhelming. One tzara is too big. It would bury us, Chas v'Shalom. So therefore, Hesed asa Kadosh Baruch Hu la'am Yisrael, that his Ezra is Bitzarot. That he makes it into small pebbles. Every generation he throws another pebble at us. Good. Nimsa me'od. That is a machloket amongst the mefarshim over here, how to learn this, these two words. Some want to say that the word me'od is going back on the word Ezra, which means God's help is very accessible. Good? Nimtza me'od. What is nimtza me'od? The Ezra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others want to say, the Sforno wants to say, that no, it's going back on tzarot, which means nimtza hatzarot meod, because Am Yisrael unfortunately doesn't always keep the mitzvot, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu has to bend us back into shape. So therefore nimtza meod, unfortunately that's the state of Klal Yisrael, betzarot nimtza meod is very frequent. However, Bnei Korach, they saw that they never have to be scared, because even under the worst conditions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fortifies, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves. Al ken, Pasuk Gimel, lo nira. Even under the most menacing situation, lo nira, we don't have to be scared. Behamir Ares, even when the earth is going to be transformed. That was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the earth all of a sudden opened up. That's called the cataclysmic. It's something that the whole universe changed. The whole earth now is going to swallow up people. Even at that moment, Behamir Ares, when the earth transformed itself from its normal way, they witnessed that, yet they were saved from the doom, and they were suspended in midair. And therefore they said, you have nothing to worry about. In the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the war of Gog Magog, where the world is going to undergo great, great changes, Be'amir Ares, the world is going to be transformed, not only that, nothing to be scared of. Just like we were saved in that moment, the Klaisa will be saved as well. There's a famous Ibn Ezra on this pasuk. It's the Daiti of Ibn Ezra. He quotes from the philosophers of his time that wanted to say the following. They were monitoring, it seems, the orbit of the sun. And they held that by a certain period, based on the way the sun is orbiting, it's going to get too close to the planet, and as a result, it's going to burn the planet, and all the rivers are going to dry up, and all the earth is going to be destroyed. Ibn Ezra is about 850 years ago, and in his time already he had these global warming people around in his time. And he's talking about them. He said, there's these guys over here, the Green Day people. We didn't know that the Ibn Ezra had Earth Day in his time. And these people that were talking about the ozone layer, but they didn't call it ozone. They said the sun, the way it's turning, eventually it's going to get too close to the land, and the land is going to be destroyed. So says the Ibn Ezra that these astronomers, they're wrong, because the Torah says, or the Navi says, or Tevin HaMelech, Al ken lo nira, we have no fear, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us, Behamir Ares, that there's never going to be such a global catastrophe that's going to destroy the whole world. It's unbelievable. So somebody will ask you, what do you think global warming? Lo Shayach. According to Ibn Ezra, Al Ken Lo Nira Behamir Ares. When you start to see the transformation of the world, you see things, people are worried, what's going to happen? And I'll tell you, as a general rule, when does the world get destroyed? When the human beings try to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when it gets destroyed. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world himself, it's fine. But when the governments and everybody else wants to stick their 2 cents in, that's where the destruction comes from. We don't come here to tell the jokes. As we said, we're coming to learn Torah. But just to give you a story that somebody told me, which is no good up to this point. We read Parashat Noah. So they said, imagine if Noah was in our generation. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Noah in 2008. Noah, I'm going to bring a flood. The world is corrupt. You have to build a teba. 40 days, 40 nights. You have to build it. You have 6 months. 6 months come and go. God comes to Noah. There's no teba. Noah, what happened? He said, I tried to build a teba in my backyard. The neighbor called the zoning against me. The zoning didn't let me build a teba. Once I finally got the license to build a teba, so then the immigration came and said, you're trying to smuggle illegal people on the Teba. So they tried to shut me down. So that took time. And then the animal rights wackos came. They said, what are you doing to all these animals on the Teba? It's unsanitary conditions. And then the unions came and they said, how come you're only using your children? You have to use union workers and all this over here. And then the IRS came and said that you're traveling offshore and therefore you have to pay all sorts of taxes and tariffs over there. Maybe you're smuggling goods across the border over here. And the environmentalists came along and they said, we don't see in our forecast such a flood like this. And so on and so forth. And the government's driving me crazy. And all of a sudden the sun came out. And it was a beautiful day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but Borei Olam, you said you're going to destroy the world. You changed your mind? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't have to destroy the world anymore. So Noah says, why? It's because the government did it already. That's the government. Which means when they get involved, they destroy it. But it's always the opposite. So the Ibn Ezra says over here, Al Ken Nonira will never be fearful Behamir Aris. When we see transformation in the world, you have nothing to be scared of, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising us nothing to be feared. There will never be a global catastrophe. Oh, I should say it better. The way the Ibn Ezra said it is, Al kin lo nira behamir ares. We never have to fear that the earth is going to be transformed. That's better the way he says it. You don't have to worry about this transformation that they're all talking about. Interesting. Ubimot harim beleb yamim. Literally means, and that mountains collapse in the heart of the sea. Which means this is referring to the war of Gog and Magog. Mountains represents kingdoms that were established, like a mountain. And all of a sudden they're going to be found, Beleb Yamim, in the bottom of the sea, which means they're going to be wiped away. You have nothing to worry, Am Yisrael is going to be saved. Yihmeru Memav. Yehemu yihmeru memav yirashu harim v'ga'avato sela. So literally it means over here, its waters will rage. Yehemu will rage. Yihmeru is melashon hemar. Hemar is mud. Yirashu harim v'ga'avato. The mountains will roar in his glory. Sela. So Mefashim explained over here that when the waters have turbulence, there's slime on the bottom of the water. That's the hamar. And the turbulent waters bring up the slime to the top. So they come along and say that the armies of Gog and Magog are going to surge against us like a raging sea. Yehemu! Memav, they're going to come after us like a raging sea. But what's going to happen to them? Yihmeru. They're going to be covered in hamar and slime and in rubble, and all the stuff that's on the bottom of the sea is going to cover them. Yirashu harim. The nations that join Gog and Magog, Yirashu, they're going to now cry and make a lot of noise in agony and in anger and in defeat, in anguish. Bega'avato. And this is going to happen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his glory to the nations of the world. We're happy to read these Pesukim. B'nei Korach are saying, don't worry. As dark as it looks, take it from somebody that was there. B'nei Korach, they know what it means to be on the bottom, to be in a place where there's no hope, where it's hopeless. Don't worry, Alamot. We saw our father disappear. Have nothing to worry. God's going to save us from this as well. Now look at the next pasuk. This is what pasuk here. Nahar pelagav yisamehu. Eid Elohim kedosh mishkenei alyon. Our Chachamim tell us that the city of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is the city where all the Shefa of Ruhaniyut comes down from there, and like a river that has tributaries. All the Hashpa'ah comes through Yerushalayim, and then it has offshoots to all the other communities around the world. Specifically, the Pasuk says, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Udvar Adonai Yerushalayim. From Tzion, from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, Tetze Torah, all the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes via Yerushalayim, and then it trickles out from the other, like I said, the canals that come out of the river of Torah of Tzion, and comes to the Beit Midrash. If we're learning Torah in this Beit Midrash, it's because we're connected to the river in Yerushalayim. Nahar, the Nahar, that's Nahar of Ruhaniyut, Pelagav, it has connections, it has all sorts of offshoots. And therefore every Midrash in the world is connected to the main source, tributaries, that's the word, it's tributaries. So every Midrash is like a minor tributary that's connected to Nahar HaGadol, it's a spiritual Nahar, of Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. But I'm going to tell you something now. We sent this over in the Shi'ur recently, but I'm going to add a Nekudah to it now. Somebody asked the question, where did Yerushalayim, the name, come from? This is what we mentioned the other night, and I'm going to take it a step further. Shem ben Noah called it Shalem. Abraham called it Yira'eh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I call it Yira'eh, Shem ben Noah is going to be upset. If I call it Shalem, Abraham is going to be upset. Ose Shalom Imromah, Vuy Ase Shalom Aleinu. He took both names, Yerushalayim. Or Yerushalayim. Abraham's name and Shem's name. Good, he made peace. Why do you have to make peace? Because we have a general rule. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. In order for Torah to succeed in a person, the group that he's studying Torah with has to be Be'ahdut. When there's Ahdut, the Torah is able to come down on a person. The Arizal was very makpid on his students that they have shalom amongst themselves. And he said, as long as you have shalom amongst yourselves, Berachan, you're learning. He was metakin. A special prayer that we say every morning at the beginning of the tefillah, Harini mekabel alay mitzvat aseh shel vehavta l'racha kamochem, Harini yohev, et kol echad b'nei Yisrael kenefshi u'modi. That Israel was very, very makpid on the ahdut amongst the talmidim, that they should be concerned with one another, especially in the habura of the limud. Specifically in the habura of the limud. Why? Because for the learning to come down, if there's pirud, if there's divisiveness, it doesn't go incorrectly. That's it. That's why we say, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. They have to be B'Shalom. Talmidei Chachamim are those that are B'Shalom. Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah. From Tzion comes Torah. But if you want the Torah to be part of you, Udvar Hashem, learn it from the Word of God. What Word of God? Yerushalayim, what he did with Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim he made peace between Shem and Avraham Avinu. He made sure that the Talmidei Chachamim were at one with each other. And therefore, Ki Mitzion Tetze, you want the Torah Tzion to come down in these tributaries? Learn from Devar Hashem. Devar Hashem. Listen to Devar Hashem. What's Devar Hashem? Yerushalayim. Learn the word Yerushalayim. That's the ultimate peace between the Talmidei Chachamim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took Shalem, he took Yira'eh, and he put them together. Learn from that, and that's how the Torah will go into a person. Good. So that's what it means. Nahar Pelagav, the tributaries of that river of Torah, Yisamechu, Yir Elohim, comes from the City of God, Yerushalayim, Kedosh Mishkenei Adion, Kedosh is referring to the Beit HaMikdash itself. Oh. Elohim Bekirbaha, back to Lot. God is within it, shall not fall to. There's a Avot Rabbi Natan that's brought down. There's a Kabbalah of some sort. There'll never be an earthquake in Eretz Israel that causes buildings. There might be a blackout in Brooklyn, but there might not be a it's probably the time it was. Okay, it's romantic. He says there'll never be a earthquake in Eretz Yisrael that's going to cause buildings to collapse. You might have tremors and things like that, but the building should collapse, it'll never happen. So he says, Elohim bekirba, God is in Yerushalayim, he says specifically. Elohim bekirba, God is in Yerushalayim. Bantimot, you do not have to worry about things faltering. Ya'zereya Elohim lifnot boker. What does that mean? God will help at the break of dawn. God will help at the break of dawn. What does this mean? Ya'zereya Elohim lifnot boker. So someone explained, God is going to redeem Klal Yisrael, Ya'zereya Elohim, in the zechut of the one that prayed in the boker. Who's that? Avraham Avinu. Ya'zereya Elohim lifnot boker. And others explain that when Mashiach comes, it's considered boker, because now we're living in Laila. Laila, like the Pasuk says, Boter Mosch al Haito Yah. At Laila, at the time of night, is great confusion. But after the night comes the morning. But boker is referring to Orosh el Mashiach. And therefore the Pasuk is telling us over Ya'zera Elim, if not boker. Which means when the time of the boker comes, of the redemption, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. Hamu goyim, nations roar, matum mamlachot, and kingdoms totter. Which means at the end of time, all the nations in the world are going to come against Yerushalayim. They're going to roar against us, and the end, they're going to totter. Means they're going to shake, they're going to collapse. Hamu goyim, matum mamlachot. Natan bekolo. This is referring to the Shofarosh el Mashiach. Natan bekolo, tekav shofar gadol. The Mashiach is going to blow his horn. Tamug ares. And the earth will dissolve. Which means that logu kol yoshbech na'am. They're going to melt. Adonai sevaot imanu. Niskav lanu Elohe Yaakov sera. This is a famous pasuk that we say many times. We introduce Arbit, if you're not Arbit with it. Oh? Vayior. I can explain it to you one day also, maybe, why the lights went off in the Pasuk that we read, and why the lights went on in the Pasuk that we read. Why? Everything is, nothing is by coincidence. And already I have the answer in my brain. Adonai Sevaot Imanu. The reason why we're going to win the war is because we have the general with us. The general is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Hashem Sevaot. Sevaot is Sava. Sava is a war. It's his army. Who's the one in charge of the Sevaot? The armed forces? The Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Sevaot Imanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate warrior, the one that's able to fight and bring down the kings. He's with us. And indeed, Misgav Lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Misgav. He's a stronghold for us. Elohe Yaakov, the God of Yaakov Sela. The word Lanu The numerical value is how much? Lamed Nun Vav. 86. Good. 86 is the same numerical value as the name of God Elohim, which is also 86. Shem Elohim is Midat Adin. Midat Adin is strict judgment. And therefore the Pasuk is saying, Hashem Sevaot Hermano, Yud Kevavke. Midat Rahamim, Misgav, he's a protector and a stronghold, Lanu. Which means from the Midat Adin. Misgav Lanu. We're protected from the 86, from the Shem Elohim. That means the judgment is not going to come down on us. Elohei Yaakov. Now we have to explain what this means. Elohei Yaakov. Adonai Sevaot Hermano, Misgav Lanu, Elohei Yaakov. The God of Yaakov. Why is the God of Yaakov and not the God of Abraham and Yitzhak? So the explanation is, there's no one of the Avot that suffered more than Yaakov Avinu, that went through more trials and tribulations, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, whether it was from Esav, whether it was from Lavan, whether it was from the people of Shechem, whether it was in the story of Yosef, a Sadiq. Yaakov been in one situation after the other. That's what we say, Yesagivcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. That's the same thing, Misgav Lanu Elohei Yaakov, Yesagivcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Because God protected Yaakov Avinu because he had the most situations that he needed protection from. But the question is like this, why do we call it Elohei Yaakov? Elohim is justice. If God is protecting somebody, he's protected with Shem Yud Kei Vavke, which is Midat Rahamim. Why is Yaakov referred to as Elohei Yaakov? This is a strong question. So the Mefashim say something very deep over here. The reason why it's called Elohei Yaakov is because the great tzaddikim, like Yaakov Abinu, understand that even the Midat HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in its essence, is really Rahamim. We see the strictness of God as judgment, but the tzaddikim, when they see the Midat HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they know that God doesn't do anything to punish a person. Even the Deen is Midat Rahamim. They see the Rahamim even where most people can't see it. Yaakov Avinu prayed to God, Vehaya Adonai li l'Elohim. Yaakov was praying that what he should reach the level that Yud Kevat Ke Hashem should be to him like Elohim. They should be able to see the divine mercy even at the time that it's Elohim. And therefore, whenever Yaakov's name is mentioned, we mentioned both names. Adonai Sevaot Imanu. Miskavlanu Elohei Yaakov. Because the Yaakov Avinu, even the Midat Adin, he saw the Midat Rahamim in it. But Yaakov Avinu more than any other of the Avot, because he suffered the most. And therefore he saw the salvation of God. Which means, even as he was suffering, he understood that there's a reason. Like those one who knows what he's doing, there's a silver lining over here. He understood that that's also, so that's Elohei Yaakov. Yaakov was able to see the Shem Havaya in the Elohim. Good. So ultimately we're going to be saved in the Zechut of Elohei Yaakov. Now we get to a very controversial Pasuk. How can a Pasuk be controversial? So look what it says here. Lechu hazu mif'alot Adonai asher sam shamot ba'aretz. Simple pshat. Lechu hazu. The Nabi says, go look. Go look at what? Mifalot Hashem. Go look at the works of Hashem. Asher sam shemot ba'aretz, that he wrought devastation to the land. After Gog and Magog is going to be over, the people of Yerushalayim are going to be saved. So now you know there's going to be an area that's going to be protected, Yerushalayim, it says. Ubar Sion tiye peneta ve'aya kodesh. Just like the Nabi said. Just like in World War II, Hitler Yimach Shemo came very close, but he couldn't get to Yerushalayim. He was there, he was in Egypt. They were knocking on the door. And they get there. Ubar Sion tiye peneta ve'aya kodesh. The same thing, Atid Lavo. So after the war is over, the Nabi says, go, people of Jerusalem, lechu hazu, go look around you and see the Shemot, see the devastation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wrought in the land. The problem over here is, and I don't know if you have different books than I do, what's the proper Shem that should be in this pasuk? We have Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lechu Hazu Mif'alot Hashem. Should be maybe Elohim, not Mekubal, but Elohim is Din. So who's the devastation is from the Midat Adin, Chaura. So I'm just going to show you for your information, there's a Minhat Shai over here. Minhat Shai is a commentator on the Tanakh, and he goes into the Dikduk and all these things over here. So he writes on this Pasuk, Zehu echad min ha-mikraot ha-kashin etzli b'mikra. This is one of the most difficult pesukim in the entire Tanakh, he says. Im ketiv kan Elohim o Shem Hashem. I don't know what the right text is, he says. I'm misupak. If you open up Tehillim books, you'll find one book has Yud Kei Vav Kei, one book has Elohim. It's one of the only pesukim where we have a question in the tradition. And he says, Kishne Kituvin and Besifr Tehillim. Look at Mizmor Samech Vav. We have Samech Vav, no? Open up Samech Vav. I have Samech Vav in front of me. Samech Vav says what? There's a similar pasuk in Samech Vav. What pasuk? Hey. Okay. Elachem Zera. Lechu uru mifalot Elohim. So he's ready for his tirot. And in Samech Vav, it's mifalot Elohim. Here, back and forth, he goes on a whole page. He's like, found in the Zohar, this one, Gilsa, like we have it, Elohim. But in the old books, it's Shem Havaya, or Long, Arichut Devarim, because you're dealing with the tradition of the Tehillim now. You're reading the book of Tehillim, you have to say the right word. At the end of the day, at the end of this whole piece over here, he tries to say that Elohim is the right text, but he writes, V'afal pi she'eni kedai lachnitz asmi ben machloket habayim b'ketvei ha-kodesh. Who am I to stick my head in between the mountains that are going to decide now, Ketvei Kodesh, because she can be Shemot the Kedoshim. Now I'm going to start deciding between Abaya and Elohim. This is big things. Lo yachoti l'sarev v'gedolim asher halu panay l'chtov. Now listen, the Gedolim asked me what my opinion was, so I just wrote them this theory over here. I wrote them, mash matzati al zeh, v'hem yivcharu atom v'enehem. I'm not getting involved. Let them choose. I gave you the information. You decide for yourself. V'im shagiti, and if I made a mistake, Yavinu li, please. V'Hashem atov yichaper ba'adenu v'yatsilenu m'shigiot ad yavo bore tzedek until Mashiach comes v'yoreh et asher edaber. That's it. Between this, he leaves it in abeyance. I wouldn't have had such a thing when there's a pasuk in Tehillim where the books are the misupak. Oh, but on this pasuk, a lot of people start talking. The Gemara says, don't read the word Asher Sam Shemot Ba'aretz, which look at the devastation that God wrought in the world, but read it Asher Sam Shemot Ba'aretz. Look at the wonders of God when it comes to the names that He put in the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gave a certain wisdom to Adam HaRishon that every creature that passed by Adam HaRishon, He named it. This took great wisdom, because Adam HaRishon was not just naming it arbitrarily. The name defined the mahut of the animal, of the creature. And therefore the Pasuk says, Lechu hazu, go look, mefalot, go look at the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Sam Shemot Ba'aretz, the names that He chose to call each item, is Chochmah in Hashem. I just want to give you one example. Vayomer Elohim, Abal Sara Eshtecha Yoledet Lecha Ben, Vekarata Et Shemo Yitzhak, Vakimuti Et Briti Ito Lebrit Olam, Lizaro Aharav. That she says, why are you calling him Yitzhak? Al Shema Tzchok. Tzchok, laughter, right? Without getting confused. Out of all the Avot, the last one you'd think that should have a name, Tzchok, should be Yitzhak. Yitzhak is Midat Adin. Avram is Chesed. Chesed, that's kindness, benevolence, good. Yaakov Avinu is Midat Tiferet. That's a combination of some sort. But Yitzhak? Anenu Fahad Yitzhak. Fahad Yitzhak. And all the names, he's going to have Sechok, Hatzali, Edwim, his name should be the oneness of laughter. Even more shocking is what the Gemara says in Shabbat Petit. Let's read the Gemara together. La'atid lavo. Yomar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. God's going to come to Avraham Abinu. Melech HaChatuni. Avraham, your children have sinned. Amar lefanav, Avraham's going to tell God, Rebono shel olam, yimachu al kedushat shemecha. They sinned? Nothing I can do. Erase them from history. Imarlel Yaakov, David Esam Gidul Benim. God says, you know what, let me go to Yaakov Abinu. Maybe he understands children a little better. He had 12 children. He raised them. He had difficulties. If Shabd Ba'ira Hameh Alay, maybe he'll have more mercy on Klai's land. Amarle, God tells Yaakov, Benecha Hatul, your children have sinned. Amarle Fanav, Rebonosh Rodam, Yimacho al Kedushat Shemecha. Erase them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Amar lo besaveta ama velo bedarteki aitza. The old ones don't have a solution, and the young ones also don't have an answer. The old one, Abraham, destroyed them. The young one doesn't have the right answer. Amar lo li Yitzhak, so that's going to come to Yitzhak Abinu. Banecha hat uli. Oh. Your children have sinned. This didn't happen yet. This is the future. Amad lefanav rebono shel olam, banai velo banecha? Oh, now they're my children, not your children? Bishaas shekdimu lefanecha na'asir l'nishma. When the Jewish people accepted the Torah, I said, na'asir l'nishma, karata lehem beni mechori. You called them your son. Akshav banai velo banecha? Ve'od kama hatu. Bore olam, let's make his one pashut. How much did they sin? Kama shenotav shel adam, 70 shana. How much does a person live? Average life? 70 years. Dal asrim de lo anash alayu. The first 20 years you can't count because God doesn't punish you the first 20 years. How much you have left? Tashilu hamshim. You have 50. Now the guy's not sinning the whole 50 years. Dal chafe de leluta. You have to mind his half the time he's sleeping. So that's all the nights. So how much you have left?
Pashulu chafe.
He has 25 years left.
And in the 25 years that he's potentially able to sin, dal tarte sare ufaga de tseluye umechanut betekise.
Between the praying and the eating in the bathrooms, that's another 12 and a half years. So sach hakol, what are we talking about?
Pashulu tarte sare ufaga.
You got 12 and a half years left.
Imatas ovedet kulam mutav.
Well, God, you can't pick up the bill for 12 and a half years.
If you want to pick up the bill for 12 and a half years, mutav. Ve'im lav, parga alayim, parga alecha. We'll split the bill. We'll go buckies. We'll split the bill. Ve'im temsel omar kula alay.
And if you want me to pay the whole bill,
hakar ibat nafshi kamach.
No problem. Listen, I sacrificed my life. I can pick up the bill. I have enough money in my pocket. I'll cover the whole bill.
The Shlach Kadosh over here is going, he doesn't understand it. Avraham Isha Chesed, Yaakov Bidat Tefedet, they couldn't save Klai Yisrael. Who's going to save Klai Yisrael? Yitzhak Bidat Adin.
Again, if you have to bet, which one of the Avot is going to protect us?
The last one, Yitzhak and Adin.
So I'm going to propose what the holy books bring down. I saw it brought down by the Baal of Israel, one of the great rabbis. I'm not so clear yet exactly how this is, but I trust the rabbi's words.
That's Hadush to me.
He says, and this answers a lot of questions to me as well. He says, yes, Yitzhak Avinu was Midat Hadin. But under the Midat HaDin, if you're able to get into the essence of it, there's Hesed, which he refers to as Hasadim Gedolim, even greater than the Hesed of Abraham, which means the Midat HaDin has behind it light of some sort that's even on a higher madriga of the regular Hesed la Abraham. What Abraham could not do with his Hesed, the deen of Yitzhak in its true essence is able to do.
Hadush.
And he proves it from a midrash that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created a certain light. And the light was too powerful. It says, Amar v'genazo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this light in Geniza for the tzaddikim ma'atid labo she'emar ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta lide'echa. Where did God put this light? He says lide'echa, in the one that's yir'ah, that's pachar. The light of this or ganuz is in the one that feared God on the highest level, in the pachar Yitzhak. That's where the light is. So in Yitzhak Midat HaDin is the or of Ganuz, this bright light, Marav Tufcha, which is Rav Tufcha, which is not just Tov, it's Rav Tufcha, it's the highest Madriga of Hasadim. And where is it? Natata Lide Echa. God put it in the one of Yir'ah. And La'atid Lavo, that Hasadim was going to come out, and what Abraham cannot do, Yitzhak is able to do.
Hadush.
Hence, the name Yitzhak is very good.
Sehok.
Adrabah, of all the Avot, he's the one that has the highest level of Sehok, of the laughter, of the Hasadim. That comes from him.
I once saw, based on this, an unbelievable the Derasha, it's not a Pshat, but the Derasha.
When Yitzhak Avinu was born, there was a big controversy. What did everybody say? Oh, the Netzaneh Hador, Me'abi Melech Mit'abera Sarah. They said, Abraham, he didn't have children, he cannot have children. Any more children? What do you think? When Sarah was with Abimelech, Me'abi Melech Mit'abera Sarah. Why? Why did they say that? Because they said it can't be from Abraham, because Abraham is Hesed. How did he produce Din?
הנצנים מופיעים ומקובלים בצים, זה רק נצנים מקובלים.
You have those today, those guys also. The gilgul of these netzim also around today, with Kabbalists also, with the white garments.
They said, "What do you mean? Look, this is Midat Adin, it's Hakabinu. How can he come from? And it must be, we know Sarah is Midat Adin, Abi Melech is Midat Adin, and Din brings Din." So it says, "Sar Kinastar Panav." So the Klastar Panav, the image of Yitzhak changed to become exactly like his father, so everybody knew it's Abraham's son. So the Darshanim say, Panav could mean his face, but Panav is also Melashon Pinim. Pinim is the inside. Sar Klastar Panav, which means the inside of Yitzhak Avinu is Dometa Avraham. Which means, yeah, on the outside he's Din, but in the inside, really, that is the Hasadim that he got from his father, but his Hasadim already on a much higher level. It's Sar Kelastar Panav. It's on the Pinim of Yitzhak Avinu. And this is what Sarah Emenu says in the pasuk that we quoted, "Vayomer Elohim, Elohim, Midat Adin said, 'Aval Sara Ishtecha Yoledet Lecha Ben, Lecha,' which means Yitzhak Avinu is going to have your midah, Lecha Ben. He's going to have midat Hesed, even though it's Din. VeKarata Et Shemo Yitzhak, because he's going to have your midah, Hesed." And that Hasadim is going to serve the future generations. Va'akimoti et biriti ito librit olam lezaro acharav. It's going to serve zaro acharav. What's zaro acharav? The Gemara we just read. Where Avraham is going to say Yimahu. And Yaakov is going to say Yimahu. Yitzhak Abinu. Lezaro acharav. Al-Shem Ashok. So you see the wisdom behind the name. Asher Sam Shemot Ba'aretz. Look at the wonders of God. The Ben Ish Chai says another explanation on this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, originally, all the waters were connected. There was Maim Elyonim and Maim Tahtonim. They were all connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said on day two, that what? V'im mavdil min mayim b'mayim. Certain waters went up, mayim elyonim, and certain waters stayed down. So it says the waters that stayed down, they got upset. Why should we not be zoche? We want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this business over here that now we have to stay on the earth next to the people? We got the raw end of the deal. So the Ben Ish Chai says in his Perush, that there's a midrash, some sort of source he brings. Oh, look what he says. Bikesh metehom la'alot v'lishtof ha'olam. The waters on the earth wanted to come up in anger and flood the whole world. V'iniyah hakadosh baruch hu shemo yitbarach katuv al cheres. God wrote his name kivyachol on pottery. Al piya tehom. In the place where the water wanted to flood up, so at least it was a comfort for the earth that it's next to the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God says, "You want to be next to me? Okay, you wrote one of the Shemot, you put it next to him, okay, you're next to me." So he says like this, "Vezeh hasdo, shekibel lasim shemo gadol al penei amayim." וזה לכו חזות מפעלות השם. Go look at the doings of God, יודקה ובקה, בחשדו וטובתו אשר שם שמות בארץ. He put his name in the ארץ לשמידת העולם. Because if he didn't put his name in the ground, the world would be destroyed. But is it כבוד to put God's name on Hades and put it in the waters underneath the earth? It's not כבוד. But what a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did.
because the waters were threatening to overpower the world. Oh, look at the doings that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. As in Sam Shemot Ba'aris, he put his name. Good, let's finish the perek. At the end of the war, Magog Magog, Mashbit Milhamot. That's going to be the last war. Mashbit Milhamot. There's going to be a cessation of wars. Ad Ketzeh Aris. To the end of the earth, there's not going to be any more wars. That's going to be the war to end all wars. All hostilities will end. Keshet Yeshaber, the Goyim are going to break their bows, their bow and arrow. The Kitzetz Hanit, they're going to sever their spears. Agalot Yisrof Ba'esh, their wagons, they're going to consume in fire, which means there's going to be an arms reduction. But it's not just a reduction. There's not going to be a need anymore for any artillery. Lo yisa goy el goy cherev, like the pasuk says in the Navi. Velo yilmedu od milhama. So there's going to come a time where everybody's just going to take their weapons and break them. There's not going to be any. If you bring me, we have that Tanakh on the. Bring me that Tanakh. I'll show you what the pasuk says in Yechezkel on this. This is all things that are going to happen. Bezat Hashem, it'll happen to Yemenu. We should be protected. But from the way we're reading today, it looks like we're okay. Looks like we're going to be okay. Yechezkel. Let's see, what perek is it in Yechezkel? They say Lamed Tet. How did you know Lamed Tet? What does it say here? What does it say in the perek over here? Oh, this is Medalid Alamed Tet. So the pasuk says perek Lamed Tet pasuk Tet. הנה באה ונהיית, נאום אדוני אלוהים. הוא היום אשר דיברתי. This is it, this is the chapter that talks about Gog ומגוג. והיה ביום ההוא ביום בו גוג על אדמת ישראל. This is the whole story over here. ואתה בן אדם התנבא על גוג ואמרת, כה אמר השם אלוקים, הנני אליך גוג נשיא ראש משם רטובל. You know, you heard everybody with the נשיא, the whole... They found the president-elect in this chapter over here. In the beginning it says Nesi, president. President, the last letter of Nesi is Aleph. So you count seven letters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Vav. Aleph, Vav, O. Seven letters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Bet, O. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Aleph, O, Ba.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, I hope it's wrong. No, it's not wrong. 1, 2, Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, Ba. With Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. So it's the first one. Yeah, it's Lamed Chet. It's the beginning one. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's the beginning. It says Nasi twice. This is in the Lamed Tet. If you look in Lamed Het, in the beginning of it, it also says the same thing. Vayhi devar Hashem elai lemor ben adam sim panech el gog eres amagog nesi. Oh, but it also says nesi. Okay, that's the next president. We didn't get to that guy yet. This is nesi. So Aleph. Seven letters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is Aleph, Vav, O. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Bet, O, Ba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Mem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Obama. Okay. It is there. Okay. We're not prophets. I don't know what that means, and nobody should take it seriously. Because I didn't get this from a Nevi'ah, a Navi, nobody came to me and said it. coincidence, in the Gog and Magog chapter, it says the word Nasi, and the seven letters, it says his name. Okay, I don't know. Go ask your local spooky guy, and he'll explain it to you. I'm not going to get involved in spooky things tonight. But I'm going to get involved with the Pasuk says, V'yatze'u yoshve arei Yisrael, the people, inhabitants of Israel, are going to go out, U'bi'aru v'hisiku b'neshek u'magen v'tzina b'keshet u'b'hitzim u'maken yad u'gromach. They're going to make a fire like there was never a fire before. They're going to burn all the weapons. U'bi'aru b'hem esh shevach shanim. It's going to be such a fire, 7 years it's going to last. Velo yisur etzim min ha-sadeh. They're not going to need any wood to start this fire. Velo yachtemu min ha-ya'arim from the forest. Ki banesha ki ba'aru esh. The fire is going to come from the weapons themselves. So he comes along and it says the pasuk. They're going to burn everything. Harpu. The Nabi says to Gog, Harpu, desist. Stop. Udu ki anuchi Elohim. I am God. Arum b'goyim, I am going to become exalted from the goyim, which is even the goyim themselves are going to exalt God. Bayomahu, arum ba'aretz, I will be elevated in the aretz. Adonai Tzevaot, Emanu, miskavlanu elo Yaakov Sira. And then the mizmor ends up again on a high note. Hashem Tzevaot, I have nothing to worry about. God is with us. Miskavlanu, lanu is 86. God is our stronghold and our fortress, even on the Midat Adin, to protect us from it. Misgavdanu Elohe Yaakov, the same God that protected Yaakov from all his tribulations. The Yaakov that saw, even in the Midat Adin, he saw the Rahamim. Could be, that's what we're talking about. Could be Yaakov Abinu saw the... He saw, we mentioned before, that in the Deen there's really Hasadim Gedolim. Nifotim Baya Adonai Deen Elohim. And the Nabi ends up with the word Selah. Selah usually means forever. Which means after this happens, it'll be Selah will be for eternity. Okay, Yirason. We should be Zuchay that these chapters that we're reading should come true in our time. And Zechut David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, that now we're going to go have a Se'udah. Seudat Menaveh Malka, Seudat Ve'ita, Seudat David HaMelech, Bezat Hashem Zechuto, Yagin Aleinu, that we studied His holy words and we tried to understand them a little better. Zechuto Yagin Aleinu, Ve'al Mishpachtenu, Ve'al Amo Yisrael, Amen. Ve'al Amo Yisrael, Amen. Ve'al Amo Yisrael, Amen. Ve'al Amo Yisrael, Amen. Ve'al Amo Yisrael, Amen.